Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves, baby.
Smoking in the window, tipping ashes in the sink. I'm in the window smoking. Keep an eye out on the streets. Neighbors leaving for the day. Catch her eye, she smiles, I do the same.
My name is Sammy Brew. I've been working on a new album called The Journals. Past 2 years, I've been looking through Justin Towns Earl's journals gifted to me by his wife, Jen. And we're making this record to get some money in their hands. This is a solo acoustic record. I finished it in one day in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
And I've played it over in my mind. What seems to me like a thousand times.
I have no clue. Sundrop Studios. It's owned by Ben Tanner from the Alabama Shakes, and he's just a wizard producer. And I didn't work with John Paul White this time, but they kind of co-own that studio together. I recorded my first record with Ben and John when I was about 15 years old. My first album, I Am Nice, and I was thrown into that world a little too young. I didn't realize that people could just listen to a song one time and then rip bass or drums or guitar on it in one take, and it sounded amazing. So anytime there's a little bit of money, I'd try to go to Muscle Shoals to record. This new record is definitely straight up folk. Since I dedicated it to Justin Towns Earl, his first EP, Yuma, is my favorite body of work ever, and so I just tried to make a whole album version, even though it'll never touch a flame to that EP. This project was thrown at me. It was a crazy idea that I wrote a song for Justin about 2 years after he died, and I sent it to his wife, and I was like, I want you guys to get the master money. If it ever makes any money, I want you guys to have it. And I sent her that song, and she brought up this crazy idea that I archive his journals and then try to find some old songs and reimagine some old songs and throw his lyrics together to make new songs. I've known Justin. I met him when I was 11 years old, just as a super fan. I think he thought it was funny that an 11-year-old was trying to impress him and dress like him. And I met him at the stateroom, 11 years old, and then the next time he came through, I think he just enjoyed that interaction so much. He invited me to Nashville, and I'm on his album cover, Single Mothers. He said, I want you to be little Justin for this photo. And I was like, can do, you know? And so he brought me around Nashville, snuck me into bars and stuff when I was like 13, told the promoters to get me on stage. And that's kind of how I met all of my Nashville friends. And then that ended up being a record deal with New West Records when I was 15, 16. And then he took me on the road around then. And he was really, he really was like a mentor in a really weird way, because I was so young and he's, you know, my idol. He's not huge in any regard, you know, like as far as popularity or fame, but he was just my favorite artist as a kid. And to really get to know him and him giving me all of this opportunity, I had to do something for his family when he passed.
Well, now I watch them come in, boy, I watch them leave. I pay them no attention and they paint under me.
Before this record, I was messing around with a bunch of different stuff. I had a punk band, and I was doing like some kind of poppy, like dancey stuff for a little bit. And, you know, when I first started, I was solo acoustic folk because I wanted to be like Bob Dylan or Woody Guthrie. And I just never stuck to that. I never committed and really made the solo acoustic thing my thing. And so this was the perfect opportunity to go back to my roots and figure out myself and figure out what I really want. And you know, this whole Justin Towns Earl thing has introduced me to a whole lineage of music, going back to, you know, Justin's dad, Steve Earl, and then he was good friends with Towns Van Zandt, which is how they named Justin. And then Towns loved Lightnin' Hopkins, and then it goes back to Robert Johnson and Woody Guthrie, and it all ends up in this weird well of, you know, people like Robert Johnson, Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, Charlie Patton. And so I feel like we've gone in, especially in the music industry, like we've gone so far from the original thing where it all started, which is like just that one dude who knows how to play one instrument and can tell a story, you know. So I've been really enjoying the solitude of that and diving deep into my mind.
Sad eyes, white dressed walls, black suits, whiskey knee. I'm all dressed up with no better place to be. Now I'm stuck walking up and down these streets. It's summertime.
There were, so in this album, there are lyric sheets that I found. And Justin didn't really record demos. He really finished songs and then went to a studio, recorded them. And so the lyric sheets that I found, Jen was like, just come up with some music and try to imagine what Justin would do. And so there's songs like that. And then I wrote some songs with him because I could, and I've always wanted to. I don't know if Justin would ever write a song with me, but I had him and he's my dude. So I co-wrote some stuff, and then there's some songs where I just threw a ton of unused lyrics together and made new songs out of his stuff. It was emotional and like existential, and it really got me thinking about my own life, because I have like probably 40 journals that are, a lot of them are filled to the brim. And you know, talking to Joshua Black Wilkins, one of his really close friends and photographers, like he's like, I promise you that's 5% of what's really out there. Because Justin was the kind of guy to fill out a notebook and accidentally leave it in a taxi or a hotel or a plane or something. And he had storage units all over America, you know, and a lot of these just he didn't tell anyone about, so they're just sold off or stuff got thrown away. And to have this huge amount of stuff and it be 5% of the actual total, you know, it's got me thinking about my own stuff. And like, I need to, if I want people to see my stuff when I'm dead and gone, like, I'm thinking about how to preserve my journals and how to make recordings accessible. And yeah, I find myself wondering what people would think going through my stuff, you know. So it's very personal. The album is finally coming out January 26th, and then I'm doing an album release show at State Room on January 31st. I think I got these journals 2.5 years ago. Took me about a year to write and save up the money, and then I recorded it like a year ago. And so this has been almost a 3-year process, and it's been beautiful to see the real support that I got, kind of not just here in Utah, but, you know, out in Nashville and out in Portland and out in Montana, and meeting new Justin fans and playing these songs for him. Like, there's people who've been a fan of this album since 2 years ago, and they're still waiting on it to come out. So we're glad it's finally here, and thank you guys for helping us get the word out. There's not a star in the sky, but the moon's hanging low, and it's just overhead like a bullet hole shot through the heart of the night while I lay alone, and these tears from my eyes on the telephone. I would say you should feature Lord I'm Ready Now. That's my first single off this record. It's a co-write that I did with Justin's Journals. I knew we needed a folk gospel song in there, and Lord I'm Ready Now is the epitome of that. And that's a song I'll play on my deathbed probably. You're about to listen to Lord I'm Ready Now off my new album, The Journals by Sammy Brew.
I've traveled down 1,000 lonesome roads. I've been lost and found, and that's all that you've been told. Lord, I'm ready now, ready now. Oh, Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. I've flown in planes, and I've traveled across the sea. Falling in love, you've taken people close to me. Lord, I'm ready now, oh, oh. Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. I talked to God, I said sometimes I regret, but I beat the odds, this guitar's all I got left. Lord, I'm ready now, oh, oh. Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. I've sang some songs for the rich and poor alike. I've opened up some hearts and I've opened up some eyes. Lord, I'm ready now, oh, oh. Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. I've made mistakes and I've made my amends. I've built a family and I've lost a lot of friends. Lord, I'm ready now, oh. Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. Lord, I'm ready now, oh, oh. Lord, come take me now, oh, oh. Lord, I'm ready now, oh, oh. take me now on.
If you go to sammybrew.com, you can find all of the pre-save links and all the streaming links. Any social media I think I'm on. And yeah, just look for the record at your local record store. The Journals album release show at the State Room, January 31st. Get your ticks. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds out of your day to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Please!
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.